China and Taiwan signed a tariff-slashing trade pact today that boosts economic ties and further eases political tensions. Dr. Kerry Brown is a senior fellow at Chatham House in London. He spoke with us about the benefits of the agreement.
The Economic Cooperation Framework Agreement has been under discussion for quite a while, and it really gives Taiwan and China the same kind of open market as other free trade agreements which China has been signing with many other countries on its borders, particularly in Southeast Asia. So basically it reduces tariffs, it reduces customs bureaucracy, it means that there's a free sort of, movement of goods, and it creates in effect a free, pretty much borderless economic market. And the benefits are that Taiwan can enjoy selling manufactured goods to the huge potential market in mainland China with a lower cost, and China can basically get access to some of the technology, some of the high quality kind of intellectual property in Taiwan, and maybe even integrate further. So it's kind of got those two benefits.
Politically, what does it do for the region?
Well, it means that Taiwan is more integrated, which is good. It's, I think, more for stability. It means that Taiwan has been able to invest heavily into China, but it hasn't lately performed as well as an economy. I mean, in 2009, it had a negative, I think, 5.6% growth. And this year, it's on track to deliver 5% growth. So it has bounced back. Really, this will help Taiwan stabilize itself. I think it'll create greater integration without moving towards, kind of unification, which is not possible or likely at the moment. And so in that sense, it is a positive thing. Although the most important thing is the terms on which the agreement is signed. It's all about the detail, about how much each side gets, whether there's equality between them, and if they can both feel that they are actually getting something good out of this rather than one giving and the other taking.